Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm just so grateful for you that you are taking the time to study God's Word. By studying the Word of God, the Bible, you learn to know God. You know His Son, Jesus. You know His ways and His plans for your life and for the life of human beings. You'll know about His salvation plan and how He wants us to live with Him forever. There's just so many benefits, and that's why we go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our studies, because He's our true teacher and we want Him to be with us. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we are just so grateful for You. We acknowledge Your presence with us in this moment, particularly when we're studying Your Word. We're excited for what You have for us today. Lord, we ask You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, and to empower us to live according to that truth, so that our lives will be a blessing to You. We honor You, we give You praise and glory, and thank You again for Your Word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus Hated Without a Cause. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 25. John the Apostle wrote how Jesus told His disciples, "He that hates Me hates My Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both Me and My Father." And in chapter 15 and verse 25 of his book, John shared how Jesus told His disciples, "They hated Me without a cause," where we read, "But this comes to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated Me without a cause." The verse reads, "But this comes to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law." John began with the words, "But this comes to pass," which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, the hatred toward Jesus and His Heavenly Father God happens and occurs, that the word, or so the speech and prophecy given by God, might be fulfilled, which means may abound, be furnished, supplied, and completed, that is written, or is that is delineated and formed in letters on a tablet, parchment, paper, or other material, in their law, which means within the inhabitants of the world's moral rule, precept, or injunction demanding faith, according to the following. John shared how Jesus said the world and its inhabitants, hating Him and His Heavenly Father, fulfilled the scriptures which proclaimed the following. The verse goes on to say, "They hated Me without a cause." John continued with the words, "They hated Me," which means the people of the world despised, detested, and persecuted Me, Jesus, without a cause, or freely and undeservedly. John shared how Jesus referred to the scripture that prophesied that the people of the earth would hate Him without reservation or cause. You can see Psalm chapter 7, verse 4, Psalm 35, verse 19, Psalm 69, verse 4, and Psalm 109 and verse 3 for more about that. When we consider John's words in this verse, we see how Jesus said people despising Him and His Father actually fulfilled scriptures that proclaim people would hate Him. God loves people, but not everyone loves God. And when they know Jesus' words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by Me," they hate Jesus. You can see John 14 and verse 6 for that verse. People are more comfortable with "all ways lead to God," or "everyone may choose their own path to faith." And when they are told there is no other way to be saved other than through Jesus Christ, they despise Him. There is no justifiable reason to hate Jesus. And those who do hate Him, they hate Him without a cause. Those who are wise will examine the evidence within Jesus' life and put their faith and trust in Him as their Savior and Lord, and never be as those who hate Him with no reason. Next time, John shares how Jesus tells His disciples, "But when the Comforter is come, He shall testify of Me." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.